Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're gonna take a deep dive into something I think is pretty cool.
Okay.
It's the Legacy Builder Accelerator Program. We've got this document from Radium Spring,
Right.
and they're working with groups like the Atlanta Black Chamber or ABC. And honestly, it's got me fired up.
Oh, yeah.
It's
Why is that?
well, imagine a program that's designed not just to give businesses a boost,
Right.
but to help them really build something that lasts.
Okay, yeah.
And that's what we're going to unpack today.
Yeah, you know what's really interesting to me is the scope of this program.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not just about like writing a check or something. It's a 6-month intensive process designed to equip businesses, specifically those from underserved communities, with everything they need to secure funding and scale for the long haul.
Okay, so it's not just a quick fix.
No.
It's about building a solid foundation. What
Exactly.
does that actually look like in practice, though?
Well, think of it as a four-pronged approach. They call them the four pillars of support. Honestly, it's a pretty apt description.
All right, I'm intrigued. Let's
Yeah.
break down these pillars.
Okay.
What's the first one all about?
Well, the first pillar is all about mentorship and expertise. And the document highlights the importance of connecting businesses with seasoned professionals who can offer guidance tailored to their industry.
Okay, so
Not just any mentor, though, but someone aligned with what investors are looking for. So, for example, a tech startup might be paired with a mentor who successfully navigated the world of Series A funding, which is a crucial stage
For
for
sure.
startups looking to secure significant capital.
So it's about having someone in your corner who's been there, done that,
Yeah.
and can help you avoid common pitfalls.
Exactly.
What about the second pillar? This is where the money comes in, right?
You got it. The second pillar focuses on direct investment from Radium Spring. And they're not messing around. We're talking investments ranging from $15,000 all the way up to $5,000.
$5 million.
Yeah.
That's not just an investment, that's a statement.
It
What
is.
kind of businesses are attracting those kinds of numbers?
Well, that's where the due diligence process gets really interesting. Radium Spring is looking for businesses with high growth potential, but also a strong management team and a scalable business model.
Makes sense.
It's not just about the idea, it's about the ability to execute. They even use a joint venture model,
What's that?
meaning they take an active role in the business's growth,
Interesting, though.
providing ongoing support and expertise.
So it's a partnership,
Yeah.
not just a cash injection.
Right.
They're in it for the long haul.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah.
What about the third pillar?
Well, this one's all about opening doors to even more funding options. They call it third-party investment opportunities.
Interesting.
Essentially, Radium Spring leverages its network to connect businesses with investors who are a good fit for their specific needs and goals.
So it's about matchmaking,
It is.
pairing businesses with investors who are passionate about their industry.
Right.
I can see how that would be a game changer.
Absolutely.
What about the fourth and final pillar?
Okay, so the fourth pillar focuses on third-party lending, which is different from equity investment. Think of it as helping businesses secure loans, maybe from an SBA lender,
I see.
while retaining ownership. So it's a way to access capital without giving up a piece of the pie.
So these four pillars provide a pretty comprehensive support system
Yeah.
for businesses looking to grow. But is it just about mentorship and money? It feels like there's more to it than that.
You're right. It goes beyond just the basics. Yeah, it's about a holistic approach to business development, covering everything from corporate structuring to financial planning.
Okay, so it's like a
Yeah.
business boot camp,
Right.
but with a focus on long-term sustainability.
Exactly. They have these mentor crash courses that cover over 80 strategic business steps. One example they give is optimizing corporate structures for tax efficiency. It might sound boring, but it's crucial. Imagine a business with a great product, but a messy corporate structure. Investors might get spooked, no matter how innovative the product is.
So they're not just throwing money at businesses.
No.
They're making sure they have a solid foundation.
Exactly.
to build upon.
Yeah.
It's like building a house. You need a strong foundation before you start adding.
That's a great analogy.
The fancy finish.
Yeah. And they go even further with mock pitches and lending interviews.
What?
It's like a dress rehearsal for the real deal.
Right.
Helping businesses refine their presentations and build confidence.
That's brilliant. There's nothing worse than feeling unprepared.
I know.
When you're trying to secure funding.
Right.
It's like stage fright, but with potentially millions of dollars on the line.
Exactly. And speaking of connections, they also emphasize strategic networking opportunities.
All right.
Like mixers and these BYOB fireside chats.
Oh, wow.
A casual setting for building relationships with potential investors.
I love the idea of casual networking.
Yeah.
Sometimes the best connections happen when you're not even trying.
Right. But the support doesn't end there.
Oh.
Radium Spring has this long-term vision, a commitment to helping businesses build legacies that extend beyond just financial success.
Okay, now we're getting to the heart of it. What does that look like in practice?
Well, they have some innovative strategies.
Like what?
Like long-term financial and investment support.
Okay.
Through real estate joint ventures.
Real estate.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It is.
How does that tie into building a legacy?
Well, they partner with organizations like ABC on real estate projects. Yeah. It's an apartment complex.
Right.
Radium Spring manages the project, but a percentage of the net profit goes directly back to ABC and its members.
So it's like a community investment model.
Yeah.
Where everyone benefits
from
the success of the project.
And it gets even more interesting for the participants who complete the accelerator program.
Right.
They get a larger share of the dividends from these projects.
Interesting.
It's a way to transition from being just an entrepreneur to becoming a community investor.
It's like graduating from building your own business to helping build the entire community.
And it creates this beautiful cycle. They take their knowledge and experience from the program and reinvest it back.
Into their community.
Exactly. It's a ripple effect.
What about the broader impact? We've talked about individual businesses, but what happens when an entire community embraces this?
It's remarkable when you think about it.
Entrepreneurial spirit.
Imagine a critical mass of successful businesses in a community. Yeah. It creates jobs, increases tax revenue, and fosters a sense of pride.
Definitely.
And optimism.
Yeah.
It can transform the social fabric of a community.
And that transformation doesn't happen overnight.
No.
It takes time, dedication.
It does.
And a belief in the power of entrepreneurship.
Absolutely. But programs like this show what's possible when we invest in people and give them the tools they need to succeed.
Okay. So we've talked about the structure.
Yeah.
The support, the long-term vision.
Right.
But this wouldn't be the deep dive.
Yeah.
Without exploring some real-world examples.
Of course.
What about those case studies?
Yes, the proof is in the pudding, as they say.
Mentioned in the document.
Radium Spring plans to feature at least 1 to 5 businesses from each cohort as case studies showcasing their journeys and highlighting the program's impact.
I can't wait to see what those look like.
Me too.
I bet we'll hear some incredible stories.
I think so.
Of resilience, innovation, and community impact.
It's a reminder that this program is more than just theory.
Right.
It's about real people achieving real results.
But it's not a magic bullet.
Right? Well, of course not.
Even with all this support, there are bound to be challenges along the way.
Building a business is never easy.
Right.
There will be bumps in the road.
Sure.
Unexpected setbacks.
Yeah.
Moments of doubt.
And even with a supportive network, there's a certain level of competition inherent in a program like this, right?
Sure.
After all, everyone is vying
for
funding and attention.
Yeah, but you know, the document actually hints that Radium Spring fosters a culture of collaboration rather than cutthroat competition.
Right.
So think of it more as co-opetition.
Okay.
Where participants cooperate while also striving to excel.
So it's about recognizing that a rising tide lifts all boats.
Exactly.
By sharing knowledge and resources, they can actually increase each other's chances of success.
Absolutely. And remember those networking events we talked about?
Yes.
Those aren't just about schmoozing with investors.
Right.
They're about building relationships with fellow entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Creating a support system
that
extends beyond the program itself.
You know, it strikes me that this sense of community could have a huge psychological benefit for participants.
Absolutely.
Entrepreneurship can be a lonely journey.
It can.
Full of self-doubt and uncertainty.
For sure.
Being surrounded by like-minded individuals.
Yeah.
Who understand your struggles.
Right.
And celebrate your victories.
Exactly.
Can provide a powerful psychological boost.
It's like having a built-in support group.
Yeah.
And a team of cheerleaders all rolled into one.
And that kind of support can be just as valuable.
Oh, yeah.
As the financial resources and mentorship.
Absolutely.
Especially when things get tough.
It's about fostering resilience.
Yeah.
And perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
Reminding each other that setbacks are inevitable.
Right.
But they don't have to define the journey.
Speaking of journeys.
Yeah.
We've talked about challenges and support.
Right.
But what about innovation?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like that's woven into the fabric.
It is.
Of this program.
Yeah.
Even if it's not explicitly stated.
You're picking up on something important.
Oh, yeah.
Think about the mentorship from industry experts. The exposure to new ideas through networking.
Mm-hmm.
The focus on scaling and growth.
Right.
All of these elements create an environment where innovation can flourish.
It's like they're creating a fertile ground for new ideas.
Exactly.
To sprout and take root.
That's a great way to put it.
They're not just looking for businesses that fit the mold.
No.
They're seeking those.
Right.
They're pushing boundaries and challenging the status quo.
That's right. They're looking for disruptors.
Yeah.
Game changers.
Okay.
Those who are asking what ifs.
Right.
And then daring to turn those what-ifs into reality.
And that's what's so exciting about entrepreneurship.
It is.
It's the driving force behind progress.
Yeah.
The engine of economic growth.
Right.
The key to creating a better future.
And programs like the Legacy Builder Accelerator are paving the way.
Yes.
Demonstrating the incredible potential that exists within every community.
All right.
Just waiting to be unlocked.
It's like a beacon of hope.
It is.
Shining a light on the possibility of a more equitable and prosperous society.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listener with a final thought to ponder.
All right.
We've talked about the benefits,
mm-hmm.
the challenges, the potential for impact.
Right.
But what does it mean for you personally if you were an entrepreneur?
Yeah.
Considering this program, what would be your biggest takeaway?
For me, it would be this.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to dream big.
Right.
But remember that big dreams require a solid foundation, a supportive network,
mm-hmm.
and an unwavering commitment to innovation.
It's about finding the right resources.
Yes.
Surrounding yourself with the right people.
Exactly.
And never losing sight of your vision.
Right.
Ethan, the road gets bumpy.
The Legacy Builder Accelerator seems to provide all of that and more.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to not only build a successful business, but to become part of something bigger. Something that can truly transform lives and communities.
It's a powerful message.
It is.
And one that I hope resonates with all our listeners.
You do.
Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Or simply someone who believes in the power of community and innovation.
Mm-hmm.
Take inspiration from this program.
Absolutely.
And find ways to make a difference in your own corner of the world.
Because the future is what we make it.
Yeah.
And by supporting entrepreneurs and fostering a culture of innovation, we can create a world where everyone has the opportunity to thrive.
All right, folks, that concludes our deep dive into the Legacy Builder Accelerator program.
Well said.
We've learned a lot.
We have.
Been inspired
mm-hmm.
and hopefully sparked some ideas about how we can all contribute.
Yes.
To building a brighter future.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Keep learning.
Keep growing.
And keep diving deep.